Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of my beloved Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba. Revered elders, my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all. I wish you all a very happy Deepavali. Talking about Deepavali, our beloved Swami has said, and I quote, Deepavali is a festival which is designed to celebrate the suppression of the ego by the higher self. Man is plunged in the darkness of ignorance and has lost the power of discrimination between the permanent and the temporary. When the darkness of ignorance caused by ahankara is dispelled by the light of divine knowledge, the effluence of the divine is experienced. I unquote. On behalf of the devotee of Gujarat, I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to beloved Swami for his abundant grace and the blessings which has made it possible for us to celebrate Deepavali and the New Year Day for the past 12 years in his abode of peace. I also express my thanks to Sri Sathya Sai Center Trust for their kind cooperation. In brief, I would like to share a few activities which are done by our state. In all, total 73 samitis working in 21 districts out of 26 districts. 45 permanent medical centers wherein different medical treatments are given totally free, such as cataract operation with lenses, dentures, x-rays, sonography, physiotherapy, allopathy, naturopathy, etc. We have our 4 subsidized English medium school. By the Bhagwan's divine grace, 5 consecutive years of results of 10th board has been 100% and in many passed with distinctions. We have a security training center set by the government at the Vadodara, which doubles into a vocational training center. Its main intention to provide employment to the youth of SSVIP villages. In this same center, we propose to have a national disaster management training center in near future. This year, we have organized a state-level Bhajan Mahotsav as well as elocution competition on the topic contribution of youth in nation building for college students and girls at the district and state level. Since last year, we have been organizing mass upnayanam, mass marriage, and Bhimra Shanti. This is a spiritual remarriage for the couple who have crossed 70 years, and it will be continued till Swami's 90th birthday, that is next year. We also conduct symposium at on a district level on importance of education in the daily life. Since last year, on Ram Navami Day, we organize a walk for value rally throughout the state with floats and placard depicting values. Under the awareness program, we have organized Sai Sandesh Yatra. From 15th November to 21st November 2014, that is next month, 15th to 21st, each district will have its own rath. The rath will be adored by the Bhagwan's photo, placard and banners depicting Swami's message and activities carried out. This will go to each and every village of each district of Gujarat. We offer our humble services at the lotus feet and feel blessed to be an instrument in our mission for service to mankind. Sai Ram.
శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. అఖిలాండ కోటి బ్రహ్మాండ నాయకులు, సచ్చిదానంద స్వరూపులు, చిరు నవ్వులు చిందిస్తూ మా అందరి హృదయములు వసించి ప్రతి ఒక్క క్షణము మమ్మల్ని కాపాడి మా జీవితానికి అర్థమిచ్చిన కలియుగ అవతారి మా సాయి మాత్ దివ్య పాద పద్మములక మా కోటి కోటి వందనములు. The queen of Hindu festivals, Deepavali, is here, and it's time for us all to bask in the light of the very source of love of our most beloved Lord Sai. Come. Come, let us cleanse ourselves of the darkening and maligning layers of darkness in our hearts, namely anger, greed, lust, desire, ego, and jealousy, so that His light of pure love is able to enter our hearts and we are able to see Him enshrined in our Man Mandir. The next step is to have His divine darshan in all the living and even in the non-living things around us at all times. For did He not manifest Himself even in a non-living pillar as Narasimha? Today's cultural program is an offering of love and devotion of the people of Gujarat who come here every year to seek our beloved Swami's grace and blessings on this auspicious day. So let us hear the youth sisters render a song in Telugu for their dearest Sai Ma. Why do you think our Gujarati girls are singing in Telugu? It is certainly not as if a Swami would not understand any other language. He is the very source of all languages. But our dear sisters just want to express their love by making that extra effort to sing in a language they do not speak or understand, but which is their divine Sai Mother's tongue. Please listen with your hearts, and I'm sure you will be able to feel their unswerving faith and deep love for their Sai Ma. after that soul-stirring song, it's time to witness the ever-vibrant, most gracious and yet invigorating Ras, a folk dance of Gujarat by the young boys of the Sri Satya Sai School, Surat. What is especially striking about this performance is the fact that it depicts a beautiful scene from the Bhagavad where the Gopalas are dancing, expressing their love for the ever-charming Lord Krishna. The Gopalas are praying and asking Lord Krishna to be the charioteer of their lives and liberate them. Come, let's all pray to our Sanatana Sarathi, our beloved Swami, to help us feel His omnipresence at all times and cross the ocean of samsara. Folly to treat natural disasters like earthquake as God's punishment. God does not nurture vengeance. Instead, one should think that it is an opportunity to extend a helping hand to the victims of such disaster. It's only during such times that one can gauge people's love. The play Service with Spirituality, brought to you by the devotees from Bhavnagar, Gujarat, try to show how spirituality enhances the spirit of service and brings satisfaction and joy both to the recipient and the giver. It portrays careless behavior of the so-called qualified doctors who forsake their duties towards humanity for the sake of money. Later, a priest shows them how the flavor of spirituality can transform their service into experiences of bliss. Bhagwan says that the service we render is for our own sake. He says that we should serve with the conviction that all bodies are altars where God is installed. Service for spirituality will surely influence us to realize that we are indeed the blessed ones whom God has chosen as instruments for His mission of service to mankind. Swami says that service should be urged by love, as spiritual validity of one's service is determined by the intensity and purity of one's love towards God and His creation.
Namaste students, this is Mangalyaan, the spacecraft which is created by our own scientists in our own laboratory. Mars mission is achieved by very few countries and we are one of them. Now you know that our country has made great progress in space technology, and we will know more about the planet Mars.
Yes, Guruji. Now we will know more about Mars, a great planet of the cosmos.
Yes, like Mars, there are many great members of cosmos family Brahmand. But do you know
which is the richest, most beautiful member?
Jupiter?
No.
Satan?
No, dear.
Yes. Venus, Guruji. Venus.
No. All right. Come on, students. Let's look. Who is this member?
Of our cosmos. It has huge trees, colorful flowers, giving sweet fragrance, oceans, rivers, mountains, rainbow, animals, birds, and of course, we, the people. This member is known as Earth, Mother Earth. Our Dharti Mata.
Guruji, we are very fortunate to be born on this earth. It gives us food, water, air to live, and many more things to enjoy. Guruji, we wonder who has created all this?
My dear, all this is created by the omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent God. He creates, nurtures, protects all this for us.
And He protects us too. Guruji, I have a question.
Yes, please ask, my dear.
We see that the earth sometimes faces disasters. Trees and rivers die, many people starve. Sometimes, oceans create disasters and damage human lives and others. Guruji, God knows everything and He is omnipotent. So why He allows such disasters to happen?
Oh yes, God knows the damages by disasters and He also knows the cause. The root of all these disasters. God has created the earth and all elements, water, land, air, food, the great treasure to satisfy need of man. But man robs, destroys this treasure to satisfy his greed. Greed of man is the cause of all these disasters. For selfish interest, name and fame, man utterly disregards the security, safety and welfare of the society and nation by upsetting the balance of nature. This is the cause of calamities, losses and miseries to public. God often warns us and says, you will have to face the result of your deeds. Nobody can save you.
Oh, Guruji, we understand this now.
But please enlighten us on how man thinks, behaves in such disasters.
Very important question. Look, dear. Look yourself. Look. Oh, it happens. It happens.
In such moments of disasters, many humans don't look at the need of the affected, but satisfy their greed. They forget God
his service to affected people.
Hello, hello, doctor. Our brother is injured. His arm and leg broken. Head is bleeding.
Hey, why are you shouting like this? We know many got injured, lost arm, legs, eyes, and more. But what can we do? We have not created this earthquake.
Doctor, please save him. His head bleeds.
He must have sinned, so this has happened. You and me are saved.
Doctor, please. Save him. His arms and legs. Head is bleeding.
Don't harass me like this. I'm very busy now. Keep him there, in that corner.
Doctor, he's in bad condition. We are worried. See now how much he is in pain.
So, if the limbs are broken, they will give pain. Okay, what can I do? Nurse, give him some painkilling tablets. Oh, my coffee is also cold now. These people...
Doctor, what do we do of all these injured people? I see many more and more are coming.
Relax, brother, relax. What has happened has happened. Damage is done to many. Keep them in a large room or even in the lobby. And listen, if they shout because of pain, give them painkilling tablets of robbing pharma company only. Understand? It will satisfy their target and we also will get good reward. Brother, please give me 2 bottles of water. What is the price?
50 rupees a bottle.
What? Oh no. Please give me. I have lost my house. I can't enter. My old mother is injured and I want to give her water. I do not have 50 rupees in my pocket. Please give me now. I will pay you. I promise.
No, sorry. Pay rupees 50 and take. What can I do? Only a few bottles left. Yes, Bhai Sahib, what do you want?
Milk bag.
50 rupees a bottle.
What? It's too much. Too much price.
Yes, maybe. But I don't insist on your buying. You decide.
Please understand my small baby and other small babies who have lost parents need to be fed. Please.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll buy 2 bags. I have not taken coffee since yesterday. Take rupees 100.
Okay, take this. Oh God Almighty, see how these people behave. Inhuman way. They behave as if everything is good in this world. Everybody is happy because they want to be happy. They behave without compassion, love, and they don't worry about the suffered ones. God, please help me. Please guide me. Please help others. Please guide them, bless them.
Oh, Maharaj, Sai Ram, what a surprise!
Why surprise?
Oh, you know His Holiness? Disaster has damaged people, properties, and they are in great distress.
I was disturbed and prayed to God for help. And I saw you coming.
Oh, don't be in distress. Please tell me.
His Holiness, why there are some people who have no compassion for suffered ones? Why? Why do they exploit? Why? I'm feeling frustrated. Helpless, His Holiness. Helpless.
Are there any such people?
Yes. Some doctors, shopkeepers, even some rich persons.
Where are they?
Oh, they are there. See how they take pleasure of their deeds. His Holiness, I pray you to confer your grace on them for their own transformation so that they will serve all with love. I request your Holiness to bless them. Please.
O you divine souls, O you noble persons, God has chosen you to be His instruments to serve who have suffered. Bhagavan has protected you from sufferings so that you can treat and serve others. Awake, awake, O noble souls, serve with your divine spirit.
Dear Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful for your grace and blessings. We are sure with your blessings and grace, the people will serve suffered ones with compassion and love. We now realize that you are omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. Bhagavan, we know it was you in the form of the divine, the spiritual personality.
Brother is injured. His arm and leg broken. Head is bleeding.
Don't worry. God is with us. All will be well. The doctor is treating some worse injuries. But of course he'll come soon.
Oh, don't worry. You will be fine, okay?
Doctor, he's in bad condition. We are worried. See now how much he is in pain.
Please don't worry, okay? We'll start the treatment now only. Yes, brother, let's take him to the operation theater. Don't worry. Relax. Good, you brought him immediately. Now it is our responsibility to treat him. And God's blessings are with all of us. Please relax.
Oh doctor, thank you very much. How can we thank you?
Oh, no thanks. No thanks. We are all his children, brothers. No thanks. Let's pray to God that he heals his wounds faster and that he becomes active again.
me 2 bottles of water.
Please take.
What is the price?
Whatever you can pay. You can take it as God's prasadi also.
No, no. It is for my old mother. She will scold me if I take free. I will pay you some now, and if you permit, I'll pay the balance money later.
Okay, but on one condition.
Oh, I have nothing to give you. Not even my wristwatch.
Oh, brother. Listen. My condition is, please take one free as prasad for your mother. And please put whatever you can in this box. Part of my earning will go for seva for the suffered ones.
Please give me meal bags. What's the price?
Rupees 20.
What? 20 rupees?
Sorry, brother. But I have only a few bags and I need to feed my family today.
Oh, no. I mean, it is very less. 20 rupees? It's very less. Okay. Give me 10 bags, please. Take 200 rupees.
For whom are these?
Oh, some children have lost their parents and I have taken their responsibility.
What a noble soul you are, brother. Please give me only rupees 100. Please give me opportunity to feel a part of your noble cause by sharing it with you.
Oh, brother, I am moved by your feelings. But please, please accept 150 rupees. Okay? Okay. Rupees 50, your share.
Oh, brother, I request you to take my 2 milk bags for your children. No quantity and quality of coffee will give sattvic divine energy which service to needy could give. Please oblige me. Oh God, we thank you for your grace. We pray you to make us your instruments to serve all.
Brothers and sisters, this is Sai Power. This is Sai Grace. He transforms to serve humanity with spirituality.
Thank you. Bye. Shiva 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 Shivaya Namo Shivaya Namo Haraya Namo Hara 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 Haraya Namo Shivaya Namo Shiva 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 Shivaya Namo Hara 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 Haraya Namo Shivaya Namo Haraya Namo Shivaya Namo
Prema Mudita Manase Kaho Rama 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 Rama
Rama Rama Rama Rama जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना सौर जग भक्त जना सौर जग पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना जी करा सर्व प्राण पते स्वामी सर्व प्राण पते आशीष कल्पयती का आशीष कल्पयती का पावर पांडवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव पर्यंत स्वामी पर्यंत युनिवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्र शयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जय साई महादेव सत्य साई महादेव मंगल आरती अंतुको मंगल आरती अंतुको मंगल गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा शांति 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 समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः जय बोलो भगवान् श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी